You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bethlehem College, a Christian school in Tauranga, has recently come under fire for asking parents to sign a statement of belief saying marriage is between a man and a woman. LGBTQ plus advocates have condemned this practice, calling it discriminatory and homophobic. However, several ex-students of the college have since commented on a post with allegations of homophobia and abuse at the school. Chenille Lal, co-founder of In Conversion Therapy, launched a petition for the Education Review Office to investigate the school. So far, 5,700 people have signed this. Chenille is on the line now. Kia ora, Chenille. Thank you so much for joining me.
Kia ora.
So, with this post, when you first posted about Bethlehem's statement of belief, did you expect so many people to comment with allegations of discrimination at the school?
Well, at first I thought that this was a classic example of extremist Christians being extremists, right? I thought that this anti-same-sex marriage view was just something that they practiced as a part of their religion. And I didn't want to post about it, but there was something in me that said you have to call it out. And when I did call it out, I did not realize the gravity of the abuse that was going on in this school. Because since I made that post, people have come forward with allegations of conversion therapy from counselors, anti-queer verbal abuse from teachers. Girls have said that the school held an assembly in which they blamed victims of rape and sexual assault. Other students say that the students at school have been wearing blackface and teachers have been using the N-word. And it has a really toxic attitude towards mental well-being as well. A student told me that they were asked to leave the school because the school thought that their mental health problems was making the school look bad or jeopardizing their reputation. And another said that when they expressed that they were suffering from mental health problems, they were told it was a result of their sin. So, you know, the Minister of Education and the Education Review Office in the past have overlooked all of these things, and that is why I'm calling for an independent review of the school.
The school responded to these allegations and they said, Christian beliefs support and enhance the health and well-being of our students. That was a direct quote. Is it kind of possible to reconcile Christian beliefs with supporting LGBTQ plus students?
Well, I think the reason why I'm very clear that this is extremism is because I know lots of Christians who do not believe in condemning queer people to hell. Mm. I think essentially what Bethlehem College is admitting or implying is that their Christian beliefs are synonymous to homophobia and transphobia and racism and sexism, but that doesn't have to be the reality. There are lots of Christians and many who have condemned Bethlehem for their poor behavior. So, absolutely, Christians and queer people can exist. In fact, there are lots of Christians who are queer themselves.
The Conversion Practices Prohibition Legislation Bill passed its third reading back in February. Did you expect this kind of behaviour to still persist with this bill passing its third reading?
Yep, absolutely. The problem with the conversion therapy ban in Aotearoa is that it's not practical. It's a symbolic bill that kind of just sends a message that conversion therapy is wrong, but it doesn't have anything in the bill that allows any investigation. For example, Bethlehem College, no one can actually go into the school under that legislation and look at if conversion therapy is actually happening. The law requires young people who are experiencing conversion therapy to come ahead and report to the police. Now, these young people at Bethlehem College, they're afraid. Mm. And they will not be going to the police because they know at the end of the day they have to go back to this college.
What powers would an Education Review Office investigation grant to people looking into these practices?
Well, I mean, the problem with the Education Review Office is that they alert the school that they're coming, and then and in response, the school trains all of their students to behave in a certain way, and then they tell teachers to enforce those behaviours. So when someone's sitting in your class trying to look at what's happening in the class, all students behave because they've been told to. The Education Review Office can talk to individual students, they can talk to individual teachers, and they should do that. They should also talk to students who have they should also talk to former students, because those are the students who are not afraid to speak about their experiences.
That was Shanil Lal, the co-founder of End Conversion Therapy New Zealand, speaking to me about accusations of discriminatory behaviour at Bethlehem College in Tauranga.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.